Towards the end of the reign of Jeroboam the second of Israel, Jotham, son of Uzziah, began to rule in Judah because his father had been struck with leprosy and was separated from his family. Jotham governed the country from about 750 to 732 BC. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 16 years. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and God was with him. He was victorious over the Ammonites, who paid him tribute, and he grew powerful because he was faithful to the Lord. Like his father Uzziah, he built towers and forts to protect the country and towns in the Judean hills, and he did extensive work on the walls of Jerusalem. During the last years of his reign, his son Ahaz became co-regent. Jotham died about 732 BC and was buried with the kings in the city of David, and Ahaz succeeded him as king. Ahaz was an ungodly man, and trouble began to come upon the land. Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah of Israel joined forces to overthrow the kingdom of Judah, and they nearly succeeded. During Jotham's lifetime, the word of the Lord came to Micah, a man of God living in a small village in Judah not far from the Philistine city of Gath. Micah's prophetic vision began in the days of Jotham and continued on into the reign of the next two kings, Ahaz and Hezekiah. Micah was contemporary with the prophet Hosea of the northern kingdom and Isaiah in the kingdom of Judah. Micah's prophecy announced the ruin of the northern kingdom and its capital Samaria, to be followed later by that of Judah and Jerusalem. These two kingdoms would be punished, he said, because of their apostasy and wickedness. He prophesied that Samaria would become a heap of rubble, Jerusalem would be ploughed like a field, and the people would go into captivity, because, he said, they all hate good and love evil. The rulers despise justice and distort all that is right. The rich men are greedy and oppress the poor, and the priests and prophets are liars. But Micah also announced the Lord's promise of mercy and restoration, and the return of a faithful remnant. His prophetic vision discerned end-time events. He contemplated the glory of the temple in the last days, the restoration of the Davidic kingdom, the exalted state of Jerusalem, and the reign of Messiah, the King of Glory, who would bring peace among the nations. Micah was the prophet who foretold the place of our Lord's birth and spoke of Christ's eternal pre-existence. "But you, Bethlehem," he announced, "out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from days of eternity." Micah ends his prophecy by praising God's mercy. "Who is a God like you," he said, "who pardons the sin of the remnant of his inheritance and hurls all their iniquities into the depths of the sea?" Little is known about the prophet Obadiah, but it seems that he lived during the reign of Jehoram in the middle of the 9th century BC, about 100 years before Micah and Isaiah. His short prophecy condemns Edom for its treachery towards Judah when the land was overrun by foreigners and Jerusalem was plundered. The Edomites were arrogant and full of bitter hatred towards Judah. They joined with Judah's enemies to steal and kill, so the destruction of their country is announced by the prophet. "As you have done, it will be done to you," prophesied Obadiah. "Your deeds will return upon your own head." The prophecy ends with the announcement of Judah's salvation in the day of the Lord and divine judgment upon all nations. The ministry of the prophet Joel cannot be accurately dated. He probably lived in the days of Joash of Judah, around 800 BC. Joel's message deals mainly with the day of the Lord, when judgment will come upon the nations and blessing upon God's people. But first of all, he recalls two terrible disasters that ruined the country, an invasion of locusts followed by a great drought. The locust plague was an unforgettable calamity. Joel used it to describe an invading army that would come from the north and cause complete destruction. He called the people to genuine repentance and an attitude of true humility before God. "Rend your heart and not your garments, urged the prophet. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, and will yet leave behind a blessing. But the prophet's vision went far beyond the near future. He foresaw the terrors of the coming day of the Lord and of divine judgment upon the world. He prophesied that the day of the Lord would be a day of darkness and judgment for the nations in the valley of decision. But he also saw Israel's end-time restoration with a return of divine favor, an outpouring of the Spirit upon all God's people, and the Lord's presence forever with them. Next episode, the prophet Isaiah.